donc par exemple c'est par yo à yo good quality yo good character actually by the book that takes no Christian consciousness. How many from us we can how we can to Christian consciousness? Either the books or to come in contact with the devil? Somehow become very much attached to the books or to the world. First the books and then then we can to the walking, then we can so much attach to the walking. He actually teaches us how to become Christian conscious. But even we come so much to a devotee will make us Christian, will make us a devotee. Although he's not even our spiritual master, in the sense that he gives diksha and shiksha. We feel very much obliged to him, still. Still attracted to him. Described, there are many spiritual masters. But one diksha, one spiritual master gives initiation for diksha, for second initiation. But you can have many spiritual masters who help you in Krishna consciousness. Either Vata, Vajrasattva, or Shiksha. Or devotees who somehow inspire you. Krishna consciousness. So all these different things are very important in Krishna consciousness. And that actually brings us more and more in contact with Krishna, becoming attached to the devotees. By this becoming a go away from the devotees, I'm more or less lose the taste in devotion.
If there was any policy in Europe for people living outside the temples who want to distribute books.
Yeah. Perhaps it's ranges.
They get addresses from Sankar down the water. So they need to call them up. And somehow they get some congregation together. Chanting Hare Krishna, maybe at once in a week a program. So they teach them, give them some books. They themselves can give the books out to their friends, neighbors. So sometimes even they go out themselves, just distribute on the street. Then with the time they become more faith in the book distribution, then they see they actually can maintain the whole sense of the book distribution. And then later on they even become full time sankha members, the joint temple. Got the higher taste. Then also Sankirtan devotees, when they are in the city, they can stay there with his friends and members of Krishna. Some others then go out of them, teach them how to distribute books.
We can always get new books.
and
who is the French? Who belongs to French music?
You mean you're not here? Like we get books from the center, the center is about 25 minutes.
Because it has to be a trust. It has to connect the artificial trust. The fact of the world is a trust.
Yeah, when you're in time.
Huh? Somebody is in charge for the deed.
Well, it's the officers in
there. It's like the genius in there. Who's in charge for the business. Particular area of the producing books.
Well, yes, some people, but they're not offices. They're not public offices.
Office?
They're not a trustee, like a big trustee for the chairman. They're not offices, and they're not trustees. But these people are not members.
No, they cannot be members of the BBT. BBT is some different entity, is not a member of ISKCON. Also, it's not a temple person.
No, it's definitely. Yeah, they're not so much.
What's that?
Yeah, it's just a little bit of the.
Huh?
Yeah, no.
What the kind of people are?
That one is temple. It's a good one.
It's a good one.
And they're not going. But, yeah, I mean, there's no good.
But they have to have a trust in a book and
well,
help them.
Somebody
who is a book then would help them what they have to print and what they have to do with the money. Otherwise everything becomes impersonal and mental.
Well, everything grabs us to the terms of account of the regulars. We have like an answer. Well, they work out this way, which is a few months, so they work with the people in there.
Huh?
They work with the BBC. So they want to do this. But you say it has to be like a check of energy.
It's a BBC.
No, it's organized in the sense that everything's on paper.
You say 25% of what?
Yeah, 25% of the original cost that they buy from the BBC is added on to the readers and buy books. So
what they do with the 25%?
It's great for the improvement of it. We are also the store of this BBC store that helps us to do the improvement.
That you could give to us that we could use.
It's a little bubble. Go more than 2 or 3 hours on the street. And it's possible.
This is the sutra of 6-7 of this last time.
Lower increase.
That's your question.
Does this one a fine line between insisting on someone to take a book and saying, okay, no, next time?
How do you draw the line?
Because sometimes it's already pencil.
What is it?
Yes.
You see how much you can insist, how much the man can take
it. When you
see that he is loud, you know, and you don't believe on him, you become agitated, you better release. Don't become insist. Don't insist so much. You see what person you have to call him. Some you can insist, but some people we see, they're not so sure about take or not take, although they say no. But somehow you see he's not so sure what he says. So they can insist for two, three times. Then maybe okay. Like the man yesterday we met. He was a factory worker, chemical factory worker. He looked like a bomb, but thinking like anything. long girl hairs. So he was already up, he was to go into the mall to buy something. So I stopped him on the way. He was already out of the car. And he said, another one. And he said, yeah, not now. I only take when you can give me when you come back. But somehow I thought he's interested. I said, no, take it now, you know. Then I'm only short here, I leave very soon. And all the time they say, anyway, come when you come out, you know, take when you come out, and anyway, they don't take it. Somehow, we miss. Never working like that. So we have to take, we have to give them the books and they are there. So it's somehow I have been asking from where he comes from. He's from Boston. And I said, no, I come from Connecticut. Tomorrow, Connecticut. And he asked where, so they didn't know the place. So I called him. He told them different names. Then all the places I was told him, New Haven. Then he actually came from New Haven. So he asked me, maybe also some programs there sometimes. He said, yeah, there's sometimes a program there. So you can contact the temple there and then show the addresses in the book, and then it somehow became more attached to the book because his other address had not in a small book. Come back. So then somehow it began about to speak about Christianity. Oh, this Christianity, there's nothing more worse than Christianity. I said, yeah, actually, you're right. Then they are the cause of all materialism is built on Christianity. He said, yes, you're right. Then one more time. and he said, not Christ. No, not Christ. Christianity. Then the original teachings of Christ, the four original gospels. The four original gospels, they're most probably the same what it was in your books here. But yes. Then I showed this Bhagavad Gita, this one is the Bhagavad Gita. This one has the Bhagavad Gita. famous book, you know, Master Gandhi, and in this book, you know, everything is in, you know, much more of what Christ teaches. The most famous classic in religious literature, comedian, in fact, shown, then immediately become like spirit electricized, you know. Wow, yeah, somehow how much you want, you know. Then he was so much a turban, you know. Because someone is dying now, he wants to take him. Give him another book. Then he says, I give you a 10. People 20, you know, 30, like that. Then he wants to die, give him. He had a whole hand. He took out, you know, his whole hand. Nobody, never saw miracles like that. He had a whole hand full of different notes. You know. And also a little more, you know, could speak, you know, and could take you maybe a little more out. Somehow. And then I told him, no, 10 more. And he said, no, I'll give you 5, 15. Not 20. So, and now 5 to 5 on the floor. And he said, okay, you can take this too, you know. And I'm going to give you 20. And then he was very happy, you know. Because he takes the thing. So you feel immediately by whom you have to be more at the time. By whom it's now used if you try more and more. Otherwise you become only more agitated. And you lose so much energy.
In Los Angeles in the airport, they don't need to sit off because the devotees have had a very bad reputation for crying. So, I know. Let me go to the next one.
Oh, when they don't pay?
No, if they just say no, they don't insist very much.
Spiritual platform, you can it's a powerful, you can make all kinds of things with people. Then next. You can even tell them, you know, how much they should do. These are homies. These are all the homies. Like in Japan, they're doing this. Japan. Somebody gives 10,000 yen. Then they ask him, why don't give another one? Please give another one. And then they give another one. 10,000 yen is like $100. $200. Just for one book. There's only one book, Bhagavad Gita. Not even the full, it's only one third of it. The light of the Bhagavad and the small book coming back. These 3 books. Sometimes for 1 or 2 books to get donations like 10,000 yen, like $100 like that. So they wanted these people to spell out. They never, then these people, they never stand. They always walk to walk with them, running with them, and speaking, provoking. They're always so busy and hard and hard. Then they take the book in the hand, and the devotee goes on, and they're walking both together. The devotee has to speak and speak and speak. You know. Has to be a real determined, like a real, like an athlete, you know. Real. Always in action, you know, for 7, 8 hours. Then they give him when he walks, you know, the door is open, he gives him the calculation. They never stop. Now to make some photos, that's not difficult, you know, they're all moving, you know.
old man, he couldn't wash his pants.
Maybe this they spent 1 second to take out the
wallet.
But then again they move, you know, then they get out the morning. 2 seconds, you know, still.
What?
So?
What are you doing now?
Or maybe he's away. He's washed away by the drops. Mama. mantra. There's our morning and evening prayers, singing all the different songs. That's the prayers. Of course, you can learn all the prayers, or how to pray to Krishna, to the spiritual master, to Lord Nisingadev, according to your realization, about your feeling. It's also nice.
Institution by which before death and has to undergo the process of atonement for his sinful activities. One who is always engaged in sinful activities must utilize the process of atonement called the prayaschitta. Without doing so, one surely will be transferred to hellish planets to undergo miserable lives as the result of sinful activities. Utsana kula dharmanam manushyanam chanarana narakenyatam vasurupavatiti anushushuma. O Krishna, maintainer of the people, I have heard that specific succession of those who destroy family traditions dwell always in hell. So here Prabhupada describes somebody who acts in sinful activities. He has to perform prayaschitta, atonement. Otherwise, he will become, he has to go on the go, he becomes transferred to hellish planets and undergoes miserable conditions for the reactions of his sinful activities. So prayaschitta is necessary. So prayaschitta, but there's one difficult point for the materialist when they perform sinful activities and always want to do some good activities to overcome these sinful activities. And they are always in a circle, never come out. There's always bad activities, some good activities. So it's gambling. So what the Krishna conscious way shows us, Krishna conscious movement gives us the possibility to become free from all the sinful activities by performing sankirtan, by engaging in devotional service, glorifying Krishna. Devotional service means glorifying Krishna. Described in the Shastra by, when one just chants once Hare Krishna in his life, he becomes free from more sinful activities than he ever could do or perform. So that's the strength of the Sankirtan movement delivered through the Guru Parampara. That's the important thing. It has to come down to the right channel of the Guru Parampara, specific succession, as it is described here. O Krishna, maintainer of the people, I have heard of the specific succession, but those who destroy family traditions dwell always in hell. So about the specific succession, although they know that those who are destroying family tradition and act sinfully, they have to go to hell. At the same time, the fact they are always very merciful, Karunika. They try to make some plans how to deliver these people from the clutches of Maya, from the fall down in the hellish circumstances. So on a devotee is Paradukaduki, he suffers when he sees that others suffer. He cannot tolerate the miserable condition of the human beings in this time. Therefore he always meditates about it, how I can find medicine, or how can I help these people to become delivered and go back home, back to Krishna. So the process is already here. So the devotees are very compassionate and they take the process already given by Krishna himself, the Lord Chaitanya, especially in this age of Kali Yuga. Sankirtan Yagya, Krishna Varnam Tushar Krishna, Sambhupam Gustapashadam, Yagyaya Sankirtan Vriya, Yachanti Sistimetasa. Then in this age, the only Dayashita was actually functioning, or actually can destroy the karma, is the Sankirtan Yagya. Everybody who is intelligent who takes part in the Sankirtan Yagya. So it's the only Vrayashita that actually is emphasized from the Shastra and the cyclic succession in this Kali Yuga. Therefore, the real benefit to people in general is to Sankirtan Yagya, to give them somehow Krishna form or holy name or Krishna conscious literature. So here Krishna is described as, his address is, O Krishna, maintainer of the people. Krishna is the maintainer. Nobody else can actually maintain or help the people. And everybody is a available soldier. Deha Patra Kaladra Deshu Atma Zainishu Asatsrapi Desham Pramatka Nidanam Pashanapi Napashati. Then there are people who are in Maya, they think my family, my wife, my children, my nationality, or the policeman or the army will save me or will help me or will maintain me. But actually, they are available soldiers. Atma Sainishu Asatsu Api. So, therefore, they only look, they pretend that they actually can give shelter and can maintain the people, but actually, they cannot. Because they are also entangled in the cycle of birth and death. Only somebody who is above the cycle of birth and death, who is liberated, who is on the transcendental platform, he can actually save others. He can maintain others, really. Otherwise, maintenance on the material platform is always a relative. Somebody can maintain you, or you can maintain somebody, and somebody else has to maintain you. It's nobody singular who actually can maintain everybody in the material world. So therefore, this personality who actually can maintain everybody in the whole creation, that means the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that's only Krishna. He is the maintainer of everybody. Nitya Nityanam Chaitanya Chaitananam Bhavana Eko Bhavanam Vinatasa. So this Eka Nitya is Krishna, although there are many controllers, many Ishwaras, many big personalities in the universe, but the only one who actually can maintain even the biggest Ishwaras like Brahma, Shiva, and so on, it's only Krishna. He is their life. Therefore, even Shiva and Brahma, they meditate about Krishna. Shiva Virinchanutam is described in Bhagavatam. Even Brahma and Shiva, they always meditate about the lotus feet of Krishna, meditate about him, that he is the maintainer and the protector. Krishna, 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 hey, Krishna, Rakshamam. Krishna is the one who actually gives shelter and who can protect the living entities. So Krishna is prepared to give everybody protection. Everybody can destroy the karma of everybody, as it is described in Brahma Samhita, karma ani nirsa hati kintu chubakti bacham govindam adipurcham damaham bachami. Even demigods like Indra, down to the ends, become maintained by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, this law of karma acts all over the universe, in the material world. And so Krishna, because he is the maintainer and the creator, actually, indirect creator of the universe, and also the destroyer, he can help the conditioned soul actually to become free from the karma, from the sinful activity. As soon as somebody has the real desire to become Krishna conscious. So this small desire in the beginning has to be here by the candidate to become Krishna conscious. This is the only prize Lord Chaitanya has in this Kali Yuga. So he wants to distribute or sell his love of Godhead on the marketplace. His love of Godhead. Namhata. Namhata means the marketplace of the holy name. So this marketplace of the holy name, the seller of this on this market is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Somehow he wants to distribute it to everybody, also find some customers, but it was very difficult, because even to Lord Chaitanya's time it was very difficult in some places, like Kashi or Benares. It was a very difficult place. Nobody was inclined to chant Hare Krishna mantra. No, they criticized, even laughed about it. But Lord Chaitanya didn't care. Somehow he had a plan, and he knew somehow I came here to deliver this rasa. And so he just laughed. Although some devotees of him became very much agitated by these people, the Mayavadis. And that became the run to Lord Chaitanya lamented like anything. So, but because they were, like Prabhupada describes, on the Kanishtha Adhikari platform, there is one principle: either one runs away from the place as fast as possible, closes the ear, doesn't hear, or he kills himself. Or there is another possibility to defeat them with logic and argument. So killing is not favorable in this special stage. Killing himself or killing the other one, it's violent. So it's not described in this age of Kali Yuga. So there are two possibilities: either run away or defeat him. So these two personalities could not defeat somehow, although they had, but they were pure devotees. They had full faith in Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, as Lord Chaitanya is the supreme personality of Godhead, and took shelter by Lord Chaitanya. I showed an example, I should take shelter by Lord Chaitanya. But Lord Chaitanya was an Acharya, and was the supreme personality of Godhead. He knew what was happening already, and he had already a plan to somehow bring these Mayavadis to Krishna consciousness. That's why he just laughed at himself. He was smiling. And very soon this Brahmana came and invited Lord Chaitanya to the meeting of the Mayavadis, where he defeated them very soundly. Had no chance to. Because Lord Chaitanya came in a very humble attitude. And when he came there, he came not as the supreme personality of Godhead, very proud. Now you see me, I'm coming now to challenge all of you. He came in a humble way as a devotee, and he was sitting down, even in an unclean spot, although all the other Mayavadis and sannyasis were sitting in high elevated seats, and they think to himself, no, I'm not sitting in personality of Godhead. But Lord Chaitanya, he took the humble position, and somehow an arrogance came from his
for me. He's become very much, has attracted very much to his Nayavadi sannyasis and they've called him over. So he's a Lord Chaitanya then, in a humble way first, he began to speak about his realization. Why he actually chants Hare Krishna, why he performs Sankirtan. He said, first of all, my spiritual master told me I should chant. And I should just read Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. And I should just chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Then that's the only way in this age of Kali Yuga to become self-realized. So therefore, because I had full faith in the order of my spiritual master, therefore somehow I chanted. Although I didn't know the result of the chanting, I chanted, and somehow I became ecstatic. I didn't know why. Not that I like to become ecstatic, I didn't know anything. What will be the result? But somehow I got ecstatic, without my knowing. So since this time, I always go on chanting. My spiritual master told me also something else. He told me that I should go, I should not only become happy by the chanting. Yeah, Lord Chaitanya actually went to his spiritual master, Ishvara Puri, and asked him, is it right, his spiritual master, what's happening here, these symptoms, that I get ecstatic by the chanting, shivering, both in my body, I began to cry, to laugh, to roll on the floor. I actually become crazy. I could not control anymore myself. Isn't it right? And then his spiritual master became very happy. So yes, my dear child, it's very good that you reveal all these symptoms. That means you got a taste in the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So he advised Lord Chaitanya not only just go on with the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he should also go out with with devotees who have similar realization and spread with them the holy name of Krishna all over the world, all over the place. And that's the instruction of his great master. And so, since this time, Lord Chaitanya was chanting and spreading Krishna consciousness in form of the Sankirtan movement. So, in this way, we actually can see through Lord Chaitanya, he is the starter, the inaugurator of the Sankirtan movement, and he gives the example. We don't have to listen on the majority of people, what they have to say, what they think about Hare Krishna consciousness, about the Krishna conscious movement. Then we know that these people are just prophets. Okay. The form of charity, yoga, all kinds of processes of realization, self-realization. We cannot attain or understand the Sankirtan conscious platform. The Sankirtan conscious platform can only be attained by the causeless mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the disciplic succession by the Purnakar spiritual master. When he becomes satisfied and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes satisfied by the endeavor of the members of the Sankirtan movement, then actually unlimited mercy everybody gets who is a member of the Sankirtan movement. So this Sankirtan movement is so great that everybody can take part. In German we have the word Mauerblümchen. How we call it in English?
Somebody's
always
standing on the side.
You know, when you go on the
discotheque,
there's some
wallflower.
Yeah, wallflower. And some people somehow they are not in the in the whole party. They are always outside, completely frustrated. Nobody looks around them or cares about them. So, but in the Sankirtan movement, we don't have to half loud. Everybody can take part in the Sankirtan movement. That's actually the only unification of people who actually that they can actually work together to spread Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, there's no team work in the material world. So nowadays, somehow, because of material circumstances, the Maya is very heavy. Even sometimes the members of the Sankirtan movement become distracted, become very doubtful in the process or in other devotees. And therefore the whole Sankirtan mood falls apart. Everything falls apart. And we are not connected with the Sankirtan, with the whole movement. We don't see the whole picture of what Srila Prabhupada actually wanted. We are not connected. So wrong, that everybody wants to go his interests, wants to fulfill his sense gratification, his desires. My interest first, then Krishna's interest, and Spiritual interest. That's called separatism. So Kapila Dev said that separatism is very destructive. Krishna consciousness, we cannot tolerate separatism. It doesn't go on, cannot harmonize with the Sankirtan movement. It's completely opposite. The Sankirtan movement, it's a movement of sincere devotees who try to spread Krishna consciousness. Although they are individual, and everybody has his individual desires and propensities and guna karma activities and qualities, that doesn't mean that he can do what he likes, that he can just whimsically act in Krishna consciousness. No, there's a plan given by Prabhupada, and somehow we have to fulfill the plan. Like a frame, Prabhupada gave us a frame. And so in this frame we have our playground. We cannot go out of the frame, otherwise becoming useless. So long we are in the frame, so long we get the mercy of the Guru Prabhupada, the teachers, Srila Prabhupada and teachers on the Mahaprabhu. As soon as we begin to speculate, we want to make our own program and separate us from the association of devotees, and want to perform so-called devotional service according to our desire, on our own whimsical mood. We are in it, sticking in it. In this way, we never can make progress. So therefore, Prabhupada, he gave already the plan, and so we just have to follow. Everything is already here. We have not to invent something new. Prabhupada told us, he gave everything. So now somehow we have to use our intelligence to become expert in these skills. Prabhupada gives the instruction, and he said, I could not do everything myself. And we have ourselves, we have to find out how to do it. But he inaugurated the whole idea, he gives the whole structure, and he had the full picture of the empowered man of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, empowered devotee, as the leader or the chief amongst devotees, or how to say, the general amongst devotees. Therefore his name is Prabhupada, whom all the Prabhus taking, whose lotus feet all the Prabhus taking shelter. That's Prabhupada. He's called Vividhi founder Acharya. He founded this Sankirtan movement, and he brought it to the West. Therefore his instruction are for all the members of ISKCON for the next 10,000 years. So therefore we have to just follow, take this instruction given by Prabhupada and his representatives and try to fulfill his desire and spreading Krishna consciousness. Use our intelligence, our desire, our energy, our mind, our words, our body, our freedom. We have to surrender everything in the Sankirtan movement. And it's a sacrifice. The Sankirtan movement is a sacrifice. Every yoga has a different sacrifice. And everybody has to everybody has to sacrifice something in the fire of sacrifice. So Vishnu Yagya is the name of Vishnu, is the joy of Yagya, or sacrifice. There's a verse in the Bhagavad Gita, Yagyata Karmano Yadra Lokayam Karma Bandana. When you don't perform sacrifice, what happens? You become bound up by your own fruitive mentality, karma. You become bound up, karma bandana. And there's no way to come out of it. Daivisha Gunamai Mamamaya Duratiya. This maya is very heavy. This illusory energy, powerful, Krishna's energy. But Krishna says, when you surrender to me, you can overcome it. Very easy. But without me, there's no chance. You can forget it. So without the mercy of Krishna, without the mercy of his pure representatives, the spiritual master, you cannot come out of it. We stick in the stool of maya, like a worm in the stool, and thinks himself very happy. The most powerful manifestation how maya works. Even a worm in the stool, he thinks himself very happy. You can stick him in a warm halama, but he sneaks out and goes to his stool, but gets back to his stool. So that's the manifestation of maya, illusion. And so this maya is very powerful. And so, without surrendering to Krishna and to the process Krishna is, the Sankirtan Yagya, there's no way to come out of it, to become purified, become free from his sinful activities. That's the prayaschita, the performing Sankirtan. All the members of the Sankirtan movement, the prayaschita is to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra and perform devotional service, reading Prabhupada's books. And actually we don't need all the books, we have to just read Prabhupada's books and understand them first, then we can read all this. But first we have to read Prabhupada's books and understand them, study them very carefully and live them and distribute them. And then everybody in the country has Prabhupada's books, then they can maybe distribute all the books. But everybody else has to have, first they have to spread Prabhupada's books, no other books. And then actually we get the blessings of Srila Prabhupada. And these books will make the devotees, these books will change the world. These books will bring the revolution in. It's Shreya. There are two kinds of activities, Shreya, Shreya. Performing Harinam and distribution of prasadam, giving the people a taste, it means prayers. They can get an ultimate taste in the Sankirtan of the result by hearing Hare Krishna Mahamantra, smelling the incense offered to Krishna, by getting some prasadam. They become purified. But later on, actually, they can buy Prabhupada's books. You can read them, you can understand them, you can become devotees. Therefore, Sankirtan, simultaneously with Sankirtan, book distribution has to go on. And book distribution is Shreyas. Nobody likes to become everybody is very much attached to sense gratification, to prayer. Ultimate is in the long term, isn't it?
Immediate result.
Everybody wants the immediate result, like hasten something. They buy something, and they only buy it when they can get the result of it. So they don't use this something, and they don't get the result. So everybody likes nice sound, nice prasadam, nice flavors, nice this and nice that. But the sound and flavor and taste, it disappears in due course of time when you don't taste it every time, every day. Therefore, the members of the Sankirtan movement, they follow prayers and shreyas. You have to taste the nectar of the Sankirtan movement every day by taking part in the program. On getting the nectar, tasting the nectar, and then how much we taste the nectar, we can give it to others. Isn't it? We can give it to others, helping others to become Krishna conscious. And this needs a long side benefit on the ultimate goal that they can attain attraction to Krishna. Like when you're driving car, you don't look down to the floor. Or when you're walking on the street, you don't look on the floor, you look as far as you can see. So you see the direction, otherwise you're driving back on somebody. Or you fall somewhere on the floor. You cannot always see down, you have to look further. So we have to learn to look further. Don't look on the floor, you have to look further. And we have to teach the people how they actually can also get there. But they actually have to understand that these books will help these people on the long term. They maybe don't read it today or tomorrow. Or even next year, so they'll maybe read it. But they know in one time these books will find the right person who will make him a devotee. And this book is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada's books are not different from Prabhupada and Krishna. Therefore, then we'll find a way. Which books can better preach? What's better preaching than to give the people a book? What you speak, or the kirtan, and the prasad, and the gift. They get the result out of it, for the moment. But in all these years, maybe they can come never in contact anymore with the Sankirtan movement. Everything. when they get a book, somehow this book is there. It's in the bookshelf or somewhere it is. And Krishna arranges in the right time that these people get the book and they will read them to come to work. The right time when they are in the most suffering or condition, or in the condition where they actually can receive the knowledge of Krishna consciousness. Because now the people are too much in Bhoga Aishwarya, are too much attached to material sense gratification and riches, I say money and sense gratification. You cannot find the determination to practice Krishna consciousness. So that people are hampered by this. So, therefore, the devotee himself has to make the sacrifice to somehow give the people the book. Don't be fruitive, don't expect anything, a result out of it. And Krishna is the supreme enjoyer and the supreme controller. He is the Purusha, the Mahapurusha. He is the enjoyer of the Yajna, of the Sankirtan Yajna, the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he just gave us the command just to spread Krishna consciousness to the bottom. Every town and village, that the whole world becomes full of loaded by Krishna consciousness. You have to distribute so many books, that the people have to swim in it. that they cannot somehow avoid the Sankirtan movement. Somehow they have to surrender earlier or later. Yeah. Therefore, it's a sacrifice. And so, how more they understand it's a sacrifice, the yajna for this age, how more we become determined, and how more we become purified. So, how more we actually offer the sacrifice, or put in the sacrifice, our own energy, what we got by Krishna. Our qualities, and everybody has some good quality, something that we can offer to the Sankirtan movement. We have to sacrifice in this Daya Yagya of Sankirtan, pushing on the Sankirtan movement. And then, when every member of the Sankirtan movement understands this principle, then actually Krishna consciousness will spread like a wildfire. And the mercy is here, just have to take it. Mercy is here. The whole ocean of mercy. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he caught the canal from this ocean of mercy and brought it in every town in the village, to every house, and splashed the door open. For those who doesn't want to open the door, Lord Nityananda, he splashed the door open and overflowed everybody with love to Krishna. So somehow we have to become connected with this kernel of the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda Ram, he is the original spiritual master. And from him, the whole specific succession comes down in a kernel. So somehow we have to become, joined and connected with this kind of mercy. When we don't become connected, and we become individualists and liberalists, or separatists, whatever. When they separate ourselves, or we don't become connected with this mercy canal of love of Godhead, of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, and the specific succession, we'll dry out. Although we are so-called in Krishna consciousness, we are out of it. Therefore, there's a saying, although so near, you are so far away. Although, in the contrary, although you're so far away, you can be very near. So Krishna consciousness, you can be in the Krishna consciousness and out of it. And your consciousness and your desire is no choice or surrender to the desire of Guru and Krishna. And you can very far, you can be very far on Sankirtan somewhere, out of the temple, out, middle in the ocean of materialism, and spread Krishna consciousness, but because you are meditating about the mercy of Guru and Krishna, you are always linked up. And so therefore, somebody who has this understanding, he can go everywhere. Somebody who is surrendered, he can go everywhere on spread Krishna consciousness. It doesn't matter where. Like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shows himself, he doesn't look or care who is fit, who is unfit, who will take, who will not take, which place and which place not. He spread just everywhere the glories of the Sankirtan movement, glories of Krishna consciousness, of Krishna. So therefore, we have to become free from our mental and sensual platform on the rise on the transcendental platform at the mercy of Guru Krishna by following the instruction of Guru Krishna given in the Bhagavad Gita, given by the authorities who actually were empowered to organize and somehow spreading Krishna consciousness. This movement needs many members. The whole world can take place on the lotus feet of Krishna, on Srila Prabhupada, on these boats, that we can, everybody can somehow cross over this big ocean of burden, death, the samsara, the svabham buddhi, taking shelter by Krishna's bonafide representative of the samkhita movement. Okay. Krishna. Are there any questions?
So first we can distribute all the Prabhupada's books and then we can distribute other books.
Yes.
But what about books written by Prabhupada's disciples which are certainly propagating Krishna consciousness and the way all contribute?
It's alright, but first we have to distribute Prabhupada's books. Principle. Cannot just distribute all the books and forget Prabhupada's books. And think, oh, Prabhupada's books, they are too high, they cannot understand, so that the people need other books that they actually can understand Prabhupada's books. It's all right. It's not the right understanding. The right understanding is that Prabhupada's books are absolute. With everything in it for this age of Kali Yuga, and to somehow for everybody that we can go back home back to home. So therefore we have to have faith in this book distribution till the Prabhupada's books. And when everybody has accepted the Prabhupada's books, then we can distribute all of them. Yeah.
What about
then we will make the devotees. The other book maybe make the vote, they make also not the vote. But here they know they make the vote. Then they make already so many the vote. Even when they are not even rightly compiled, it's described. These books are so powerful that they can make the vote. And I remember how the first Bhagavad Gita was in German. And the first Bhagavatam was Prabhupada brought to America, from India. Literary, very weak from the writing, from the style. You know. Every scholar who read this book, you know, everybody has so little idea of writing. You would think, you know, what's that? He will put the book on the, you know, through the way. But somehow these books make so many devotees. And although now. We edited the whole Bhagavad Gita, make a new Bhagavad Gita, try to make it better. But now, less devotees come to Krishna consciousness than before. So we see actually the power of Krishna consciousness. By purely spreading this Krishna consciousness. Even when they read one word of Prabhupada's books, they become changed, Prabhupada. Even when they touch the book. But that they cannot say about other books. Sorry. That they cannot say. Or they can say about Prabhupada's books.
Yeah. For example, what about Prabhupada reading Rita? You just read it side by side.
Very nice. Because it's about the life of Prabhupada. It's nice too. Yeah. But not only that you now distribute Prabhupada Lilamrita and forget the author's work, main work, the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Otherwise, it's also useless. And then the people just get the life of an author but not his work. So somehow we have to become expert to present both. To give the biography. And the work. larger form of Bhagavad-gita and Bhagavatam as perfect teaching. With other books, we don't 10th, 11th, 12th countries also now, because there's the Bhagavatam, it's a whole, this is the whole set, you know. It's a nice book. With the whole 12th countries. So before the, all this route, before every American has all the Prabhupada's books in the full set, even in our places in northern Europe, the chief, the DVD trustee Hare Krishna refuses to print the 10th, 11th, and 12th canto, because his desire is to first that everybody should have Prabhupada's books, the full set, and then later on we can print in a small quantity the book. Fill up the whole set and fill it to move. We don't need all the books. First we have to care, meditate about it, how everybody gets the Prabhupada's books. And these books are here for the next 10,000 years to change the world. And Prabhupada, he was sent by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for this course, you know, for this mission to do, perform this activity, write books and distribute it, spread Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada was directly empowered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You know this?
So
you don't believe it?
No, I don't believe
it. Huh? Exactly. And everybody who actually believes to distribute the book, only Prabhupada's books. He makes his book distribution to his life's mission. And he doesn't get a taste to distribute all the books. We can read all the books when necessary for our own benefit, but we should never miss Prabhupada's books. Any day, every day we should read Prabhupada's books. And then we can read some other books too, and we'll help. And just, otherwise we just read Prabhupada's books, everything else. You don't miss anything. Then you get also more and more the desire to give out the next performance. This conviction you have to have. Prabhupada is Lord Chaitanya's name.
On Prabhupada's last instruction is that your love for me was to be proven on how you cooperate together in the things this institution. This is one of the innovations in us.
Yeah, I spoke already about this. Somehow, especially now, we should get more faith in this Prabhupada's stuff. And in the devotees working together with the authorities and the president, GBC, Guru, whatever authority are here, we should accept them and also become make friendship with devotees who are in the same age like you, more or less God brothers, and try to speak about Krishna consciousness and how to spread Krishna consciousness with similar devotees who are described the same interests, and try to uplift and help other new devotees or new people to become devotees. There are plenty of devotees outside here in America, all over the world. They're just paid for these books. Somehow we just hide ourselves. So teamwork means somehow cooperate the Samkhita movement has to learn to cooperate in the Samkhitam spirit, that everybody is actually a servant of the Samkhita movement. Everybody is a servant of Bhakti Sutra, direct or indirect. Nobody can be separated from book distribution, that is direct or indirect. Everybody has to somehow take part in it by either distributing or speaking about it or meditating about it, praying for it. Even the pujaris on the altar, they are thinking about Sankirtan and they are offering love and devotion, and praying to Radha and Krishna, please give more and more blessings, that the Samkhita movement goes more and more on, that the people get more and more books, more and more devotees to join. You cannot become just absorbed, you know, in Radha Lila, just worshipping the deity. Something from Samkhita and for the welfare of human society and conditioned service. So this absorption of the pucharyas to be used, and the cooks, and the sale, and the temple president, and everybody who is engaged somehow in the temple, he has also to meditate about Samkhita. So everybody should actually feel himself responsible for somehow this book's not out. When nobody has gone out, then he himself has to go out. But now book distribution can never stop. When the soon book distribution stops, then it gets difficulties, problems arise. Prabhupada said, because I have heard that in your country book distribution goes very well, I know that we should become really successful. And as soon as book distribution stops, then problems will come. And we see all over the world that every book distribution stops, so many problems happen. Wherever there are naturally other problems in the material world, but we see in places that they have also a lot of difficulties, but somehow the book distribution was going on, but somehow it became protected. And the mood was still quite good in this place. For example, Italy, you know, they have tough time. They have a very tough time in Italy. But somehow, so many devotees left, but Sankirtan, they lost not one Sankirtan devotee. Not one. Not one left. All of their very fixed, their very good brain. Therefore, they actually lost no building. Temple could be maintained. Deity worship was for us, the mercy is there. And they could still go on with book distribution as before. Although maybe not so much quantity anymore, but still they went on. And now they're creeping slowly more. That's so fantastic. Leela said that even, you know, policeman who drives behind them, one policeman who came behind Sankirtan devotee who was walking on the street very slow with his car, then came out, stopped, took the book, and then stopped. Which book? He's ahead of it. You have no new books?
So that was the six backups, and I think different other books
that have the Arab Islam has not since he's run out of. Okay, I take them all. How much love? And then, you know, it's not book here, the Bible of Gita, you know, saves my life.
Please, from the very small villages,
there's a Nagarjuna and the priest, the Sampradana was always transferred to the priest and to the big, all the authorities of the village that keep them festival. And then they get permission from them, not sometimes even a letter guideline, you know, and then can give it to the people to show, you know, you see the major footballs. And the priest, the main priest of the book, and the other child and the outside of the book, and then they show the people. It's a long priest who becomes so much enthusiastic. It's very nice, you know. No, finish them. Only 2 minutes. Very next to Lima. You understand English?
Yes. Lots of English.
And but then this lila is finished. Not only these lila should be here. And you can tell your friends in Indian terms how the people in Italy, like, even the priests, they like Krishna consciousness. They all have food. So the point is, you know, the priest became very enthusiastic in the record of the Hare Krishna of the song, the Hare Krishna mantra, and he bought out the whole set. So he put his boxes outside of the window direction to the village, put full power on the Hare Krishna mantra, and all over the village, you know, it sounded with the echo out of the mountains.
What is that?
Don't lie. And then everybody in the village, you know, he wrote a letter, and everybody in the village he put a record on the Prabhupada's book. Then another leela, listen that.
Then one of the priests, he became so tired of Prabhupada's books, because of his approach to the Sankirtan Dhoti. So now, I like very much what you are doing. I really appreciate your missionary work. So I'm just a priest, you know, and I'm here in the church and ringing the bell somehow. But I want to come with you now to all my, congregational members of the church, and I know each one, you know, each and everyone. And he went with him, you know, and he preached it there, you know, to talk it out the whole together, you know, that everyone should buy a book. And sometimes they ask him, is this really bona fide by the Catholic Church? And then the priest said, yes, yes, no problem. So somehow, yeah, you have to just bring all these books and you find the right people. On the legal people we take books. We will not believe. Like last day, last night, you think, oh, it's not happening in America. You can only distribute leaflets. Leaflets, I mean small books. Small books we call leaflets. Invitation card. Invitation card, everybody can distribute. But then, so somehow we have to learn to distribute the hardbound books, the offers. Big book, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita. That's the real solid preaching Prabhupada said. In small books and PDGs, yeah, there is maybe also not, threw it away. And now, or maybe you also notice when you distribute these books for very cheap, and threw it out, all the small books and magazines and even big books, and somehow they land in the garbage. Maybe you have noticed in the airport when you give out so many literature, and then you look all over the garbage and then you find this literature there. So that's the use of these words. In the evening we can collect all the books back to distribute it. So somehow we have to learn to sell the books and present the book in the right way. And then they actually, when these people paid a price for it, And especially when they keep a price as sell a value book, hardbound book.
They give a nice explanation for it.
They will never to win the
give maybe their friends all the possibilities. I told last year, if you went down all the Kilas, you remember, you were there, huh?
There was one man. He was one of these Bhagavad Gita, the third kind of the Srimad Bhagavatam by one demon who somehow wrote the book. And he didn't like the Hare Krishna movement, so he told, maybe you like it from this crazy Hare Krishna, these brainwashed people here. But somehow they linked me. But they didn't tell me that that's a Hare Krishna book. Or maybe you can use it. And so he gave the Bhagavatam to his friend. And then his friend began to read the Bhagavatam, and he became so much interested. He liked it so much. And then then I met him once in the marathon, and he told me the whole story. And then I presented him the whole set of Prabhupada's books. And he, without problem, he took the whole Bhagavatam. Yes. And he got already the seed by reading Prabhupada's books. And he became changed. What will it say? I like this man. And then, and this man that I met in Boston, thinks maybe in Boston, you know, I was supposed to be with somebody 3, 4, 5 years. Seems possible. But there was one guy I met in the shopping center in the mall. He was thinking like anything. He was looking like a whole bomb, you know, gray and dirty and all that, anything. I asked him, what's he doing? What's his life? And I was real frustrated. I'm working in a chemical factory. So I asked him, and I told him, oh, the tough work. Yes, a bet. So somehow I asked him, well, from where you come from? And then I come from Connecticut. Connecticut. Then, oh yeah, we have a center there too. And how? Where? And then somehow I didn't know the name. So, but there was Ram Roy still. Well, come on. Speak about it. Ram Roy.
Hey, bro!
Ram Roy, he was. How was the place? New Haven. But not the first place. Hartford. They have a temple there in Holston, told him. Then he said, I am living in New Haven. You have also something there? Yeah, sometimes they have a program there too. But now I have to go shopping. Cannot take this book with me now. They're too heavy, you know. And he had already taken already 2 or 3 books from the other side. They're too heavy. When I come back, I take her. And I told him, no, sir. I have to take now, then I'm only half an hour more here, and then I have to leave. Mm-hmm. I have to leave. So somehow, then he began to speak about Christianity. Oh, it's Christianity, it's the worst religion. Then tell him, yeah, right, sir. Because the whole materialism is filled up from Christianity, isn't it? Yes. But not Christianity, he said. And Christ, his original teaching are good, and very good, the gospels of Christ.
But and then it's most probably it's the same thing what in this book, in the point of this book, the books of the it's probably the same thing what's written in this book. Said, yes, and especially in this book, you know, when I showed him the Bhagavad Gita, so to this point you had not the Bhagavad Gita. I showed him, and as soon as he touched the Bhagavad Gita, he became like electrified, you know, spiritualized. And then, yes, how much you want? What I need, you know. It's only about 3 or 4 books, you know. In first, I want to give a tenner. And then I asked him, yeah, give some more. Then I want to give 5 more. And then he gets $20. You know. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very happy. And all the money in LA, I paid one on the street. One guy, he was in, came just out from the car. It was very hurried. The first time in the book, and he said, yeah, and Tao is, no, oh, Tao, I just come back from China, and also learn some Tao. Oh, nice. So you read the last book, you know, about Tao, or something, you know, teacher Chan. And was from a professor, the latest thing, no, came out just, no, it's not, you have to read. Suddenly it became so much fired out, you know. Then I presented him the Bhagavad Gita. So, but you should also read one of these books, they're real far out. And he somehow he knew the Bhagavad Gita. So I read him about 4 or 5 books too. In person, only gives $20. So yeah, I'll give some more. And I looked the label in the newspaper, money, back, you know. And you don't give the 5 or more, and yeah, I don't give it 30. It's a word, you know, it's 5 or 4, 5 or 3, it's a word, you know, give it 30. Many people give